All right, Oh Yeah, We Talk podcast, the first day of the podcast. I'm Jay Styles. You guys know us from Oh Yeah, We Talk. We're on the episode. We've been out for a month or so because just behind the scenes, editing and, figuring things out. But so we reformatted the show into a podcast for you guys, so you can enjoy us 45 minutes much longer. And, I'm going to let the cast go ahead and introduce themselves.
This is Jared. Thank you for having me back, Jay. Really appreciate it. Look forward to more great work.
O'Head, Tennessee, by the way of Cali. Appreciate you, Jay. Style in the building, MMA to partner.
This conversation piece in the building. You already know conversation rule the nation. We talk about it, yeah.
And it's notorious.
Wow.
I like that. So, what's up, guys?
Doing good, man.
What's up, man? Come
it's like
on.
It was a summer break. That's how we look at it. It was a summer break.
And I'm getting a lot of tweets about the Oh Yeah, We Talk mixtape. I promise I got that still coming. I just got in contact with the new DJ who was supposed to be mixing the track down. So it's gonna be dope, man. So be on the lookout for that.
Verse on that joint.
That was supposed to come out a couple of weeks ago, but my apologies on that. But we getting it. So if I say I'm gonna do it, we gonna still do it. We're gonna make it real. All right. There's a lot of events in LA this week. We had the LA Film Festival and the fair. Anybody attend?
No. God, no. It's hot as hell out there, dude. It's like 100 degrees out in Pomona.
Especially for the fair. The fair is in Pomona.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the next couple of weeks. I hear they're frying everything times 10 this year.
Yeah.
Like everything from, there's even bacon cotton candy.
Oh, that's nasty.
That sound nasty, bro.
I know that does, but I still want to try it.
What kind of Kool-Aid?
You know, fried I'm black.
Kool-Aid. Oh,
my gosh. Hold on.
You know how you fry Kool-Aid?
That's what I'm going to ask you. How you fry Kool-Aid?
It looks like it's like a cakey thing dipped in Kool-Aid and then deep fried.
And you wonder why we're the fattest country in the world. And you have fried Kool-Aid.
First of all, and LA people are not the fattest people.
I'm saying in the world, the U.S.
You know what? I tried the... What do you call it? The bacon rolled hot dog? What is it called?
Yeah, bacon rolled hot dogs.
It was too much pork. It was way too much pork. I can't eat a lot of pork.
Have
like
you tried
that.
The fried Oreos though?
Fried Oreos?
No.
Fried Snickers and all that is horrible.
Hold on.
It's like a corn dog.
So you're saying that they fry Oreos?
Yeah, they give me life. Wow.
They take away from your life too, but
no, I'm on my vegan tip right now. I'm like eating lettuce and avocados and things like that.
So what? So no meat?
No, I don't want any meat.
I want
abs and I want my booty to be make your stomach really flat and make your booty look real big.
Hold on, so how long you been on that diet?
I just started.
Go, girl. I'm on a diet too. I haven't eaten any meat in 24 hours.
Y'all follow me on Instagram. Y'all see my progress.
Okay. All right, so a lot of hip hop news going on this week. CeeLo, please. No.
Ouch.
I know, yeah, ouch. No contest in a 2012 incident when allegedly he gave a friend in LA, a female in LA, ecstasy without her knowing intentionally.
The Rick Ross line.
All right.
In real life.
All right. So basically, they dropped him from tours, and he already left The Voice back last year.
They dropped him from tours?
Yeah, tours.
Oh, wow.
From two festivals. Yeah. He left The Voice last year. They say he left on his own right or whatever, but obviously that had something to do with it. First of all, I think my question is, how can you give ecstasy to somebody without them knowing? Like,
there's ways.
You know, I'm gonna ask this to the two young ladies down here.
Well, nobody's ever given me ecstasy, for one. I don't do drugs. I don't encourage you to do drugs, okay? That's first and foremost. However, there is a way that someone can slip you a Mickey. I mean, we've known about that since the beginning of the time. Like, people always tell me, once I get to drinking age.
But how, though? How can they slip it?
You can put your hand and somebody can drop something in your drink easily.
But you will see it, though. You will see an ecstasy pill, right?
It dissolves.
I mean, educate me, because I never seen the ecstasy pill.
So I'm wondering if you could crush it up and put it in someone's drink and then they sip it up. I don't know.
It'll take a minute for it to dissolve. Then it had to be a dark drink on top of that.
Why do you know so much about this? I'm just playing.
Hold on, so old head, so have you actually seen the actual pill?
You hanging out with CeeLo?
I plead the fifth.
So tell me, how can you actually like
I mean, you can put it in a dark drink. You can crush it up, man, you know, shake it down and then put it in a dark drink. Not really.
Well, if you're in a spot too, like if you know you're at like a club or something and it's dark anyway, you can't really see like what you're looking at. And if it's in a glass that's like covered or something, you know, I mean, there's a bunch of different ways. Like,
then liquor has a hard taste too, to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's dark liquor.
But I guess what I'm saying is, I don't see how. I don't.
You don't see, say you don't think CeeLo did nothing,
right? Don't right? Yeah.
I believe
the only thing I see is because, like, why would CeeLo risk so much? Like, why would he go into the extreme and crush a ecstasy pill and drop it in her drink?
And he can just get it.
He's not the most attractive guy.
Hold on. Time out.
He don't have
being
to be.
Being in L.A.
He don't have to be.
You got money. You got access to anything.
That's my alarm clock. Don't worry about that.
You know what I mean?
Carlos got it.
You got access to anything.
Okay.
Rods is throwing himself at CeeLo left and right. Like, if he, and I didn't even get to see a picture of it.
I ain't looking for him.
Man, CeeLo starts singing to her, man, it'd be over with, man.
I know that's what every female say.
I know, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, CeeLo ugly. I just don't.
Two babies later.
Him and his cat.
Two babies.
Right past him.
Yeah. I guess my point, I don't see CeeLo lose. He got more to lose. I don't see CeeLo doing something like that.
The problem is, though, him talking about it on Twitter, though. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's like that was stupid.
Like, if you weren't guilty, why you feel so defensive about it? Like, you in the case. Oh, no, you didn't. You paid a settlement, right? Plead no contest. Oh, what did you...
Twitter's like...
Because that makes us... I mean, for some allegation like that, that's a major allegation. You know what I'm saying? So
you're going to admit to it?
He want to clear his name in the court of public opinion.
Yeah, but Twitter's not the way to do that, though. Yeah, in 140 characters, like, spread out. That's, like, there's... If you wanted to do it, he should have, like... posted something on his website.
You should have hollered at Oprah and like, can I get an interview?
Or done an interview,
It's my life.
You know, all right. So the guys don't know what he said on Twitter. I have this quote that he actually said. He said, if someone passed out and they're not even with you consciously, people who have really been raped, remember. And then he pointed out metaphorically, no broken glass to prove charges. CeeLo added that his no contest plea was not an admission of guilt. So if I tried but did not succeed, but the person said I did, then what really happened? So that's what he...
I don't know why he's bringing it up, though.
So that's attempted, right? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think his comments was kind of wrong.
I think what he was saying is, I tried to get some.
I see what
he's
saying.
I tried to get some, and she didn't let me get some, so I pulled off. All
right, so do you guys see CeeLo recovering from this?
It's possible. If R. Kelly recovered from peeing on that girl.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. that was terrible. I forgot.
That was on tape, man. that shit was on tape.
And my brother...
And he still got a...
But
okay.
Do you think, even at the time, do you think R. Kelly is a bigger star than CeeLo? Like, I don't see CeeLo as, like, this mega star. I like him on The Voice. I like what he's done. But he's not, like, a superstar to me, in my eyes, anyway.
Oh, as opposed to R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Well, R. Kelly is, like, you know...
Yeah, he was...
No, but I'm saying, though, I'm a great... No. I'm saying, like, R. Kelly's an actual, like, A-list.
It's like Chris Brown, like... His music is still good. Like, he's a complete douchebag, but his music is still good. He doesn't have good publicity. He's an asshole at the time, but he has good music. So it's easy for him to be accepted on radio and stuff. Do you think CeeLo, people care enough for CeeLo? Like,
I think they do. I think that song he came back with in 2010, Forget You, Fuck You, that made him like that put him on a different level. That put him on that star level. So I think he's a major. He's a major big deal because he's like one of those crossover pop artists.
Has he had, other than like that Have Some Fun song, has he had anything in the last year that other than The Voice a couple years?
Dungeon
Family album. Dungeon Family or Goody Mob album.
Goody Mob.
Yeah.
Goody Mob.
What's the he did with Dungeon Danger Mouse.
Oh, yeah, the song with Danger Mouse.
Oh, Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley. Yeah, but that came out, that was like in 2011.
But I mean, that's not
still a classic.
Yeah.
That was a good album.
Not play. Your booty.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. So I don't think people care. I just think people now see him as just an insensitive idiot who talked too much on Twitter of all things.
Like, that's the thing, dude. You just like, Twitter's just such a bad form to like try to express yourself for like something like that. Because it's 140 characters.
So what's a good form?
For him, if he wanted to explain himself, he should have just like posted something on his website, you know, like written something out.
All right, so another thing this week in hip hop was the documentary, the VH1, The Untold Story of Atlanta's Rise in Hip Hop. I thought it was a great documentary. Executive
of course
producer.
You did, Jay. Of course you did. I knew you did.
He from the A, you know what I'm saying? Discluded the whole South, and they took credit for everything.
That's the best documentary I've ever seen.
Executive producer, Ludacris. And
Jay Styles, executive producer.
And they should have had me produce that thing. But so basically the documentary was showing the social economic conditions relating to like the civil, not the civil war, but the civil rights and the drug, the crack era, and the Atlanta child murder. So they was trying to basically have a connection with the social economic with that and hip hop. And I think they did a pretty good job with the narrative at the beginning. I think they left a lot of things out, but I'm gonna let you guys go in for a minute.
Can I say I liked it, but I had three big problems with it. One, it was too short. They needed to make it like they should have done like 2-3 parts. Because they could have had more information.
I
didn't like that they couldn't. I wasn't expecting them to get Andre because, you know, he's never does interviews anymore. But I really would have liked to have had Big Boy at least interviewed for Outkast, because that would have been really cool to have him and hear him talk. And three, they like basically didn't talk about the last 10 years.
Exactly.
So there was no snap music.
Exactly.
You know, no.
I was going to bring that up. And I was going to say too, they didn't show the dance music era, D4L, Franchise Boys. Yeah. They didn't show that whole era of music. So they left out like 10 years, you know. They basically stopped that in 2001 when T.I. made that, what was T.I.'s album 2001?
Trap Music.
Was it Trap Music?
I think it was Trap Music.
Or 2003, I'm sorry. 2003.
Yeah, Trap Music, yeah.
Trap Music, yeah.
Yeah.
Trap Music.
So that's where they basically stopped that, but they didn't cover the 10 years after that, you know. That,
yeah, and that was the 10 years. Like,
that was the
really,
most
influ- you know,
yeah, that was the most influential movement.
Yeah, because like they owned.
Well, they gave it to Lil Jon. They stopped at Lil Jon, really.
Yeah,
but that was the same time though. Like,
right, right. Yeah. Lil Jon, Luda, and T.I. was all coming up at that same time.
But that's when it exploded, though. The Atlanta scene exploded.
Right,
with Lil Jon.
Right.
That was like,
I mean, from like 2003 to like 2013, they probably owned every year besides like 2005. I mean, Atlanta did.
Yeah, because I think Lil Wayne was 2005.
Oh, I was gonna say Houston 2005.
Who was Houston? Who was
that? Was with like
Bun B,
Paul Wall,
UGK.
Yeah, UGK. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think there was a part of that movement with Atlanta. That whole southern region was a part of that Atlanta movement that made Atlanta pop the way it did.
See, that's one thing I didn't like about it. I thought it was brilliant how they mixed, you know, politicians and the story of civil rights into it. But Atlanta is they didn't explain how Atlanta is the mecca for all the South.
Right,
like everybody in the South comes
like
through
the
there.
Capital.
Yeah, like you got Tennessee,
right?
You got Miami. They talked about that a little. You
yeah.
got Texas.
Yeah.
You got New Orleans, and you got all the surrounding places that come to Atlanta that contribute to that sound.
Right,
like Drummer Boy, he contributed to that whole Atlanta sound, and he's from Memphis.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? You got Jazzy Faye, he's from Memphis.
Yeah,
you got a DJ
but
Paul,
see, Jazzy,
Jay.
But you would swear Jazzy Faye is from ATL.
Yeah, but he's from Memphis.
Exactly.
And then you got DJ Paul and Juicy J, who contributed to that whole crunk movement.
They did.
They from Memphis.
They did.
So like Atlanta
hey,
is
you
a
got,
hub.
You got, hey brother, you got some credit. You got some credit with Tay the Club up, man. You got some credit.
Oh man, the whole 3-6 Mafia started. But I'm not getting into that. We ain't finna take no shine. Like, but they should have went more into how Atlanta was the mecca for all music, southern music. You
I
know
agree.
What I'm saying? To blow up.
I agree.
So. I mean, it was a lot. It was good, man. But I think
they just missed a lot of parts.
They should just kept an hour on the Outkast and the Dungeon Family.
Yeah,
you know
and
what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
that was the moment of truth for the whole South
yeah.
and our credibility and all that. The whole Dungeon Family. I think they should talk about Cool Breeze, Witch Doctor,
oh, yeah, cool,
P.A.
Yeah.
Moore. I mean, it's a whole bunch of people that came through the Dungeon they should have talked about. So mm-hmm.
I agree with you on there, but I think they stayed to the topic, which was the rise of the game. It wasn't, we exploded and we took over the game. It was like, how do we get to this point?
Yeah.
And I think that's what they showcased in the documentary. So I feel like they did a good job with that. However, they do need to give Memphis credit. Shout out to Memphis. I'm in the building.
Tennessee credit. Hold up now. We all in this together.
Yeah.
And what about Usher, though? Come on, son. I'm done. Come on, son.
It's not about where you're born, man. It's about where you're at.
Okay, okay. So I'm from California now?
I mean, if you want to be, brother. I know. Hey, I know I'm from
I'm from Tennessee, bro, all the way.
But I thought the documentary was good, but I just feel like they missed that important piece with that dance era, man.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I know, like, you know, obviously that's not like the most beloved part of, you know, Atlanta's music history, but it's like you can't say like Laffy Taffy and Lean With It, Rock With It like never happened.
Oh yeah.
You know? Those are huge songs.
And then too,
pop songs.
But it was JD a lot with that too, though.
I was gonna say that. And then too, they missed out on, they had Usher. He was like the main like R&B guy on there, but they missed out on what happened to Escape, Jagged Edge, 112. Yeah. All these R&B Atlanta artists that was rapping over these hip hop beats. I mean, they had a lot of influence because Atlanta was a lot of R&B Atlanta groups around that time in the early 90s.
Pink was
that's when R&B was like popping. I mean, R&B was popping.
But see, here's my thing. If you're going to do that type of documentary, you got to have everybody. Like, they should have had Pink on there talking about when she heard
that first album.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and then her being down there and hearing the whole Atlanta sound. Like, it was so much they didn't cover. I mean, you couldn't cover all that in an hour.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They should have broke it up.
You know what I mean? They should have broke it up, man. But, like, because you could just stay in Atlanta from 2000 or 99 to 98 to 2004, and you would have been just 5 hours of footage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was so much that happened in those years. Like Young Jock, that whole block movement. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like with Jody Breeze and Jody Bad Boy South.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's so much Atlanta they did not cover.
A lot. It was, yeah, it was
Gorilla Zoe. I mean, you could go in for days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they missed out on a lot. I don't know. I wonder why they just narrowed it down to 60 minutes, though. I wonder if they couldn't get time for it.
Maybe didn't have more footage.
Budget cut.
Probably budget cuts, but like the documentary Tenant of America, they did what, three or four?
Like five, or like four or five.
Yeah,
that's what I would have liked to have seen.
Me too. I would like to have seen that too.
Yeah, they ultimately could have found like followed each of those artists, like Ludacris and Lil Jon, and had a whole hour on each of their contributions. I mean, there's just no time for all of that.
I wonder.
Nobody got time for that.
I wonder if Beef kept certain people from coming in and talking though. Because you know there's a whole underlying beef with certain people and all that type of stuff. Because like even like you think about the whole Trouble and they crew, you know what I'm saying, Duct Tape. I mean, all these movements is going on in Atlanta now. It's a whole bunch of huge Migos, you know what I'm saying? Like
Young Thug.
Yeah, Young Thug.
Jared hates Young Thug.
I don't hate Young Thug. I don't hate Young Thug. Migos sucks,
we're talking about history though.
They had Rich Homie Quan on there.
I don't know why they put him on.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, I agree. They shouldn't put Rich Homie on there. They shouldn't have put. I didn't think Future should have been on there either.
Absolutely not.
Only,
of course not.
Only because
they didn't have Rocco on there.
Only because like what Jared said earlier, man, they didn't have the main people actually speaking besides T.I. and Luda. They shouldn't have had like the main people. You know, like CeeLo, he should have been part of the. No Goody Mob on there. No CeeLo. You know,
well, they can't make the people.
No Big Grip
on the documentary. Yeah, they can make a mention of it, but they can't make CeeLo say, "I'm gonna do this."
Well, I don't
might feel like I'm on The Voice. I'm too busy. I'm having.
Yeah, but I mean, if Ludacris is producing it though, I mean, he's got the muscle to be able to.
2 Chainz on there.
I forgot about
gonna,
that.
Yeah, if they were gonna get some.
Flash this photo a couple of times.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, come on, man.
So yeah.
And then Gucci Man.
But you know, Ludacris.
Like, I don't even think
Gucci Man in jail. So
listen, Ludacris was the executive producer. You know him and 2 Chainz fell out. So there you go. The beef.
Oh yeah,
factor.
Yeah, Luda. Yeah, that's.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That's a good point.
Now he's a little salty.
That's a good point.
Stop hating Luda.
That's a good point.
Here's the point. You can't talk about Atlanta if you ain't gonna talk about the real Atlanta. You got to do everybody. There's so many people to get.
Right, should have got Shody Love.
Producers.
D4L,
man.
D4L.
You know what? They should have. I just lost my train of thought. I was about to say something. I just lost my train
of thought.
You
know who I was my favorite, though, person they interviewed?
What?
I mean, he's just so great. Killer Mike's the best.
Oh, man. He's a genius.
Yeah. Killer Mike was easily like, I could listen to that guy talk for hours on it.
Yeah. He's educated.
Yeah,
he's very educated.
His professional, I'm intelligent voice. I hear you.
I mean, he knows when he talks, he knows what he's talking about,
yeah,
though.
Does.
Yeah.
He should have been the commentary for the whole documentary.
Nah, well, he pretty much was.
Yeah, I'm talking about he should have been the whole voice of it. You know what I mean? Like,
or like narrated it.
Interview or two.
You know, it did teach me a little bit though, Jay. I didn't realize like how old DJ Toomp was.
Yeah.
Like he's a lot older. Like I thought he was like in his like 30s, but like he's been around.
Let me ask you guys, did y'all guys hear about Kilo? out here in Cali, or no? That was probably Atlanta.
No, I had never.
Kilali. No. What about Raheem the Dream?
I had never heard any of these people. I mean, like, even
Raheem the Dream.
I knew who Shy D was just because Jermaine Dupri, you know, referenced him. Mm. That was it. But
what about in Memphis? Did y'all hear about Kilo?
Never heard of him.
Raheem the Dream. Mm-hmm. Raheem. So Raheem. Yeah.
But I don't like how they like tried to play Arrested Development. Like, they tried to give him a little shine, and they was like, "But you ain't represent Atlanta."
Well, they did. No, I didn't. Like, you know, to be honest, I didn't even know Arrested Development was from Atlanta.
Is that because of Tennessee song?
Yes.
I thought the same thing.
I knew they weren't.
I didn't even
put us on the map.
Yeah.
Because they know we the real. We the real influence over here.
I'm going to be honest, too. I didn't know. I mean, I forgot that Chris Cross was from Atlanta.
No, I didn't. But Jermaine Dupri.
But JD did a good job at that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Making sure they was international artists instead of, like, homegrown.
Well, and he had,
sectional,
and he had, and he had Tretch writing for him, so they had East Coast, and they were wearing Yankees and Knicks clothes, so they look like they're from New York.
Right.
Well, I guess because I'm from Atlanta, I knew that was from Atlanta.
I feel like a lot of it too was, I hope Atlanta don't turn to that New York theme that they had. It's like, we running it, we arrogant, and we cocky, and it's the A, and it's nobody else. Because a lot of, I didn't think was good for it was like, we just was wanting to beat New York. We just wanting to be better than New York. And it kept coming off to me like, the only reason why we did this is because we want to show New York. Like, you know, do your music. Don't worry about nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the same thing that made New York fall, was being over cocky and arrogant. You know what I'm saying? And being all about New York. Now you see New York, South music runs their radio.
Yeah. But that's a New York trait, though.
Yeah,
that's a New York trait.
Yeah, I like New York people, but I'm saying it's what made them fell off, though.
Oh, I know, I agree. I'm just,
I think what made New York, well, a part of that, what made New York fall off was they're constantly beefing with each other, and then too, they didn't want to let anybody else in that circle. Right, the same thing, right, what you said. Right. They didn't want to let anybody else in. Like, if they would have showed Atlanta so much love, then, and then too, New York artists are stuck in there. They're stuck in their time. They're stuck in that old. That's why they still not on. That's why it took so long for Cali to find their sound, because Cali was stuck on that old.
Yeah, but that was infrastructure more than anything else, though.
You think so?
Yeah, like Death Row falling apart, and, you know, people going to jail. And I mean, LA was really bad for 10 years when you have Game as the only person to be relevant.
And Game, he was only really hot the first 2 years he came out. And then after that,
nationally, yeah.
Yeah, and after that, that was it.
That's business, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, with 50. Yeah, with 50.
It's an infrastructure thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if y'all were to, if they were to do another ATL documentary, what would y'all want to see different?
Outkast.
Definitely more.
Oh, I would watch like 2-3 hours of Dungeon Family, you know, the Outkast and the Goody Mob and that whole clique. Mm-hmm. Be great.
I mean, I think it should say more on Jermaine Dupri and Outkast. Because Jermaine, you can't leave without Jermaine. Jermaine, mm-hmm. It was the front runner for all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jermaine put the national spotlight on.
I was going
to
say that,
too. Outkast just gave the flavor of Atlanta to the world, mm-hmm. and made them say, look, okay, this is commercial. You know what I'm saying? This is artistry for us. You know what I mean? So,
I think Jermaine, he held a lot of weight, man, because he put a lot of people, the Brat. I mean, he put a lot of.
Lil Jon, though. I didn't even know that. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, appreciate it, because I didn't know Lil Jon was an A&R at So So Def.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
You know what I'm saying? That blew my mind. I was like, wow, I didn't even know that. You know what I mean? Either. So.
Yeah, Jermaine, he held a lot of weight back then in the early 90s. He put a lot of people in their places. And I think he really, with him and Jermaine Dupri and Outkast really had, they was most influential in Atlanta as far as like putting everybody out there. But I think Outkast.
Well, Organized Noise.
And yeah. Organized Noise. Yeah. But Outkast really did it when they got that Grammy, and they really showed, you know.
Oh, they was the first rap group to ever win the Grammy of the year.
You know, so. They really put it. They really put the South on.
What like, you think about it? Young Bloods?
That's on.
So much. Yeah. It's so much.
Yin Yang Twins.
Oh, I forgot all about
Yin
them.
Yang. Come
they
on,
missed,
man.
I mean, they missed a whole lot.
They missed a lot of pieces.
Whole lot of the A, man.
They missed. Like, they missed a lot of pieces.
Huh? Oh man. Backwoods. I forgot about them, man. So. Wow. I mean.
Yeah.
And then you got to go over to the deck. Straight
front. I forgot what was his name. I forgot his name. I heard that song the other day, but I forgot his name. I was on Pandora. I forgot.
Yeah, they should have had more L.A. Reid, too.
No, that's not his name.
Oh, yeah, they should have Crime Mob.
Huh?
Should have Crime Mob.
Yeah. Crime Mob. Yeah. And then you
Lil
got...
Lil Scrappy.
See what I'm saying? Then you got the dudes with Simon Luda. The bald head one, Sean Jay. And
I forgot. They weren't, yeah, but they weren't...
Oh, Phil Mob.
They weren't from Atlanta.
Phil Mob.
But what you call them
from Albany.
What you call them from Atlanta either? They had them on the Pastor Troy.
Did they have?
Right, he from Augusta, but he rep Atlanta though.
See, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, he rep Atlanta, man.
The A is really everything 2 hours around it.
That's how New York is. New York the same way.
So I'm like, they should have had everybody.
Shit, LA like that too. Everybody in LA. We not from LA. Well,
that's why I think it was very one sided because they had an artist produce it, and I feel like they should have had.
Oh, like an impartial person.
Yeah, they had Ludacris produce it, so of course he gonna throw his homies on there and forget about people that wasn't influential to him. But think about who was influential to the whole city. You feel me? Like who made Atlanta hot? And what made Atlanta hot? It wasn't just those people in Atlanta. It was people coming from all over. It's a lot of people. Sure, you know what I'm saying? The Brat wasn't from Atlanta, but she hooked up with JD, who was from Atlanta. Yeah. And they blew up, first female artist to go platinum.
Yeah.
You feel me? So talk about
Kenny Evans. Kenny Evans, when he moved there, I mean, the Hole of Face joint.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Cupid. Remember Cupid? And he wasn't even from Atlanta, but
112.
He repped Atlanta.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, I thought he was from New Orleans.
Yeah, he's from New Orleans, but he didn't. He repped Atlanta though.
Oh, okay.
See, that's Cupid, what I like about Atlanta. Shuffle. Atlanta's the false flagging capital of the world.
Oh my God.
People, everybody move to Atlanta and they from Atlanta. They just be like, "Y'all from Atlanta? You are not from Atlanta, bro. Like, stop, stop."
All right, let's move on to this next topic. Okay, so.
Just so you know, your car's cool on
here. Okay. Let's go. Oh, no problem. You can actually, if you want to, man, you can do it, man. You're going to be. It's cool. Shout out to my man, Carlos. Carlos, what's your Twitter, Carlos?
The other Carlos D.
The other Carlos D, man. If you need some editing or some video work, man, go see my man. Yeah, I think it is the other Carlos. At the other Carlos on Twitter. Yeah, man, if you need some editing or anything.
He's the man.
But I appreciate that, Carlos.
You want me to stop this and start over?
No, we're going to keep rolling. All right, so. No, this is the only one. All right, so we're going to talk about the 50 hottest rappers right now ranked on Google Trends. If you don't know what Google Trends is. Oh, sorry. All right, Carlos. See you, man.
See ya.
All right, Carlos. Okay,
that's
peace out.
You are from the South.
Thanks, Carlos. Thank you, man.
All right, so
another hot topic was the 50 hottest rappers right now ranked in Google Trends, which I think is a complete joke. If you don't know what Google Trends is, it's pretty much like a free service by Google. You can type in an artist name like T.I. or you type in Jay-Z, and they pretty much show you who is hot for that particular point of time. They have like 12 months or 7 days or years. Yeah.
Specific time range you put
in. Yeah, specific time range, whatever you put in. And the reason I hate it, because they had people who don't even deserve to be on there, like people like Riff Raff, you know.
For showing up to the VMAs with Katy Perry.
Exactly. And for showing up to the, exactly.
Well, we know his music isn't going to be talked about.
Right. But I don't even.
Tiptoeing in my Jordan.
Oh my God.
What's the name of that song?
Tiptoeing in my Jordan.
I never heard it before. I still haven't heard it.
You know what? I like
You're
that
probably
song.
A better person for that, too.
I haven't heard it. Yeah. So.
Is that him with that song they play on the radio on 106.5?
Nah, his song's not even on the radio yet. It's on the radio? Is it on the radio?
Yeah, Power Plays.
Oh, y'all play it?
The Riff Raff, Tiptoeing in My Jordans.
Oh, damn, for real?
Yeah.
I thought he had another song on there. That dude sounds like a nerd rapping on a hard beat. Sounds like Rick Ross is on the hook.
Which
A future. It sound like Future's on the hook.
Oh, then it's garbage.
Nor probably turns it off.
Yeah, like it's no play whatsoever.
But yeah, man. So this Google Trends thing, that's you know, I like Google because I was kind of playing with it, you know, just to see what artists I was kind of comparing artists or whatever. So I like it for that fact, man. But I don't like. I always hate these when these magazine companies they put together these lists, you know, the ridiculous lists, because it gives so much credit to artists who you shouldn't even mention, like Machine Gun Kelly. Like, come on, what has he done?
Yeah, that dude.
You know, that dude, come on. Like, what had he
done?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, what do y'all think about Google Trends, man, this whole free service share thing?
I think they probably are getting paid for this. Like, I mean, seriously.
Who?
Google or somebody.
Google gets paid for, like, you can pay so, like, your site shows up first, like, on a...
I'm gonna pay for mine so I can be popular and end up on Love and Hip Hop or something. Like,
yeah, so if you type in like a restaurant, you can pay to have yours at the front. You know? I mean, just as an example. So.
I think the list is kind of a joke because a lot. I mean, if you saw like why a lot of these people or these artists were talked about and trending, it was for like
gossip.
Felonies and beef. Exactly. It wasn't, not a lot of artists had buzz because of their music. Music,
exactly.
But let me ask you a question, though. Is music even about music anymore? Is it about the stupid stuff they do?
Well, I think fans make music. Fans, they really want the music like it's supposed to be. But I think everybody else, like maybe the blogs, they look at everything outside of music as far as like
a lot of
the incidents and
took into account the social media era, the digital piracy era, like stealing music, like all of that plays a part into why music is not the forefront of why you're famous. Because now it's like, okay, I can see so-and-so post pictures every day in her bikini. Who? Angela, what's her name? Angela Simmons. What does she do? She's Reverend Run's niece or his daughter. Daughter. She don't do nothing.
Yeah.
She just frogs on the beach all day.
Flirting with Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
Right?
Oh, she's talking Bow Wow?
Yeah,
she used to be talking Bow Wow.
Yeah,
Bow Weezy. Oh, yeah, he's not Bow Wow no more. He's
Shad Moss.
Yeah, Shad Moss. He dropped the Bow Wow.
Yeah, like even Carucci, the one that used to date Chris Brown.
Brown.
She got a job at 106 The Park, which any of us would be qualified to do because we're hosts.
Woman.
Female.
She was also voted the top hip-hop of like the last couple months. Someone made a list, I forgot who, which is like a hip-hop magazine or something. They made a list of the top 10 jump offs with like random women on it.
She was on there.
She's holding it down at number one.
Well, if you're gonna, you might as well win. If you're gonna be on the list, you might as well be number one, though.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I gotta
first, you're last.
I gotta say, I'm glad Macklemore was not at number one.
Come on,
I'm so glad. I'm so glad Macklemore wasn't at number one.
No, you know what?
Ryan Lewis was hip hop last year.
Nah, bro. Come on.
You know what though, Jay? I think
they was Jay-Z last year.
No,
Jay-Z and Nas.
Oh my god.
They are.
They're Dre and Snoop.
I'm glad they are the new hip hop.
The first thing I did when I seen this article on Complex, I scrolled all the way down.
You scrolled for Macklemore.
I scrolled all the way down. I bet they have Macklemore number one.
Why he was on the list? Is because of that text he sent to Kendrick about he robbed you at the Grammys.
Yeah, that's why he was on there.
You know what though? I mean, and I think we've seen in the last couple months, like the. Not just the rap community, but music community, like, has really turned on Macklemore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the follow-up album he has is gonna.
Okay, so do you not think Macklemore is the male version of Iggy? I mean, she's now the top of the game.
Iggy who?
But did she write her shit?
I tell you,
Macklemore's more talented than Iggy is.
Iggy is more talented than Macklemore to me.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm someone that dislikes both.
You know how I can tell? You know how I can tell Iggy write her own stuff? Because
T.I. wrote it?
No,
because
you can.
Oh, there it is.
Because she rap it at like she feel it. Like you can tell when artists they have ghostwriters. Like Trina, for instance, you can tell somebody's writing Trina's lyrics.
No. You can tell.
Yeah,
you can tell.
You can tell. You can tell Trina wrote that bullshit.
Yeah.
Because it was that bad. you can tell. Like T.I. wrote like Iggy stuff. Like you close your eyes and you can hear like the flow.
Before she moved to America,
I like Iggy. I like Iggy on hip hop records.
She was trans. Before she met T.I., she was trans. Boom, she met T.I. I'm so fast.
But that's the thing. She's sellable. She's marketable. So they're making her marketable, sexy, and all that sex appeal.
Is that not T.I.'s job? Is to make money off
of it? It is. I agree.
I didn't say it wasn't a good idea.
Kudos to T.I.
It wasn't making money, but I said Macklemore is the same disdain that you have for him. I have that.
Macklemore, Ryan Lewis.
Hold on, Iggy, was she on the list? Oh, yeah, Iggy was
number seven.
Yeah.
I think Macklemore, Ryan Lewis is just another version of Kanye West. When you listen to their sound and how they rap.
Do you understand the comparison?
Did y'all just cut me off and not let me explain? Did y'all just cut me off?
Go ahead and explain.
The sound that they took is Kanye's sound. I'm not saying they like on his level, but when you hear their records,
he's talking about Macklemore.
When you hear their records, what was their record they won a Grammy for? What's the
you're talking about?
Thrift Store, the one at the thrift store. It's like
the gay song.
No, the one before that.
Oh, Can't Hold Us.
It's just like
ripped off Power.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same joint. Like you can tell that they Kanye fans. They took Kanye swag with being that original, different type, collegey look,
prep, whatever.
And Nikki took Lil' Kim swag.
Can we say what, or can I say what was the most surprising person? That I was really surprised Chief Keef was number 11.
I saw that too.
Because Chief Keef can't sell records. And he's.
But we all.
I don't think.
There's murder surrounding him.
That. I don't know.
But we all know Chief Keef. He gets his buzz in the media about going to jail and or.
Yeah, but that's not a sustainable way to be an artist, though. I mean, he's like 19 years old and he's already on the downside of his career. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this question though: when you talk about music and you talk about rap, Chief Keef probably had one of the biggest movements in the last 5 years in hip hop.
But it didn't lead to anything, though.
It didn't lead to anything.
There's no.
He came and left, bro.
Yeah,
he came and left, man.
Because he went to jail.
Well, I mean, that's his fault.
But his album flopped like hardcore. And he's like going
to
be
to be honest with you, like I like some of Chief Keef's hits that he came out with, but he doesn't have anything sustainable, man. Like I don't go back. Like I don't when I play my Pandora. Like I don't type in Chief Keef. You know what I'm saying?
They did him Kobe.
Exactly.
Kobe got the cool like a Kobe.
Exactly.
It was good though to see, 17, 18 years after their deaths, Tupac Biggie and Biggie still, those guys just keep chugging.
Yeah.
You know, they're,
and surprisingly,
they're going to be, I'll tell you this much, the two people I would guarantee in the next 20 years will still be on that, them too.
Yeah, of course.
They're just timeless. So of course. That was cool.
And because Suge got shot, Tupac was on there.
But, of course.
And then, why did they say Biggie was? I forgot. Why?
It was just Death Day.
Oh, Death Day. Yeah, those two.
But I mean, they're just popular. You know, icons.
My thing is Google Trends is a bunch of BS when you try to list the 50 hottest rappers because
it's interesting though. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not good.
I think it was the wrong title. They're not the hottest. They're the most Googled. The 50 most.
I agree.
Yeah,
because
you have like Chief Keef, whose album flops, and then like right in front, or he was right in front of like Pharrell, who's had like, you know, three of the biggest singles of the last year, and then Kendrick, who has a platinum album in an era where no new artists go platinum. Mm. You know, they're obviously much more popular in terms of sales and like visibility. Like they're gonna demand a bigger show fee than Chief Keef will. Mm. You know, so yeah, I agree. It's not
Lil Boosie came out making money. Why can't Chief Keef?
Well, Boosie has a better catalog.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Boosie, baby.
And it's more
Did y'all see Lil Boosie doing on Instagram flexing? That girl crazy.
What she doing?
We gotta pull that on Instagram. She was like, my daddy home. You ain't see that? She's like, I'm
where your phone
like,
at? Pull it. Where your phone at?
Versace
sheets.
She was like,
Versace sheets?
Yes.
So she has Versace sheets and she's showing it off or what?
No,
she was stunning on Instagram.
I don't like celebrity kids stunning on Instagram just because like they didn't do it. They didn't do anything to
Who's your least favorite? Because I got one.
Least favorite celebrity child.
Jaden Smith.
Oh.
Willow and
Jaden. Wow, you like Jaden?
Damn,
come on, Jaden.
They're so annoying.
Why you like Jaden?
I love Will Smith, and I love Jada, but I don't like their kids.
I can see you they're not annoying. Liking Jada before you not like the kids. Jada.
Nah. I like Jada.
No, Jada's fine. Don't get it twisted. I
like,
she's fine.
No, I'm just saying I like Jada though.
Jada's fine. Jada is fine as ever, but personality, she can be very mean.
Mean girl.
I don't think so.
Will is like the realest, laid back, coolest millionaire you probably ever meet in your life. And Jada just has a rough edge to her.
I'm trying to think.
I like her, but she's just too rough.
I'm trying to think.
Okay, guys, I got the video of
it's going to be like celebrity kids.
Are we watching Little Bootsy do it on Instagram?
Throwing up gang signs.
She throwing up gang
that
signs.
Kids sleeping on Versace sheets.
How old is she?
She just popped out of the womb. What is she saying? I told y'all.
What is she saying?
She's like, I told y'all my daddy come home.
Mm.
I told y'all.
That's crazy.
In the
car seat.
Living legend in the South.
Oh, here's the Versace sheet. Hold on. That was a different. That was when he came home.
Okay. Little Boosie's daughter. Get off Instagram. Try to be in school somewhere. Please get off Instagram.
Who is filming the video? video though.
Is it the mom?
Dang.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't need to see that.
All right, and so
that was off topic, but
celebrity kids, celebrity kids need to stay off social media.
I was trying to think of another celebrity kid, but I can't think of one.
Yeah, but you know what though? Like, yeah, whatever.
It don't make no sense. I tell you, Tiana Taylor look good though. Ooh, sexy girl.
Who?
What they got to do with anything?
He's trying to just plug.
She's a celebrity
plug
kid.
Some people that he want to holler at.
Oh. he's trying to plug it in there.
Did you just blast me out like that? You just said, come on, we from Tennessee.
All right, guys. So we're gonna wrap this up for today. So I guess y'all learned about some Google Trends, man. So go ahead. You know what I did on Google Trends? I
did typed you Google yourself.
I did that.
You did do that. I knew you would.
I did that. and I typed in Oh Yeah We Talk versus World Star. I don't know why I did that.
If we can end up with a video on World Star, breakout during a session here, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So type your name in Google Trends and find out where you stand at. You know, actually, when I typed in my name, Styles P came up a lot. It was like Styles P.
Well, he's a good artist too. Yeah. That's
so.
Nothing bad.
I'm not famous.
Shout out to D Block.
I won't be on Love & Hip Hop, but I got my own shit popping. Look out for your girl. Conversation piece.
So make sure y'all tell everybody about our podcast. Y'all can find us soundcloud.com/ Oh Yeah We Talk. Woo. I gotta fix up the YouTube page. Because something wrong with the YouTube page, I'm not sure. But y'all can find us on Twitter at Oh Yeah We Talk, and like us on Facebook at Oh Yeah We Talk Podcast.
Tell your friends.
Instagram. Oh Yeah We Talk and Twitter.
Tell your friends. Don't be a loser.
Don't be a loser. Y'all want to shout out your. Want to shout out your Twitter names?
I was gonna say we need to have people call in the show too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Got to do it.
Oh, shouting out.
Yeah, your name.
Twitter: Jared M. Andrea. You will not be disappointed.
I am O-Head on everything. I am O-Head. I am O-L-D-H-E-A-D.
He's animated, y'all. Don't worry about him.
Conversation piece is my personal /blog/ journalism page. And I also have Girls on the Grind. Check me out. GirlsOnTheGrind.com. Girls on the Grind. Instagram, Twitter.
Bah, bah.
And I am at NotoriousBIG on Twitter and Instagram.
Notorious.
There it is.
I like that. That's kind of catchy, man. Notorious.
I came up with it all on my own. Biggie,
you're so
me.
Full of shit, Nor.
And y'all catch me, J Styles TV on Instagram, J Styles TV on Twitter, and JAY Styles. Like my page. And we are out of here.
So this means we're officially part of this crew now.
Hey, I mean, why not?
I'm gonna be here every other year. So y'all watch out for me.
Can y'all make it not next Sunday, but the Sunday after?
Absolutely. Right, wait, I think that's BET Awards. I can do a remote cast.
Remote cast.
I'm gonna bring some live coverage in from BET Awards.
We're not that developed yet, so.
Oh,
it's next week.
Not a week after.
You talking about the 21st?
Is that 21st?
Yeah, that's
I'll be in Tennessee.
Oh, you been in Tennessee?
I'll be gone too, actually.
Okay. Well, cool. So, check us out. We out. 28.